This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about a chilling connection between Nanjing, China, and Moscow, Idaho. The Taiping Rebellion has been called the greatest civil war and the greatest popular rebellion in history. Between 1852 and 1864, an estimated 10 to 20 million Chinese lost their lives in a conflict initiated by a group of militant Christians led by Hong Shui Zhuang, who visited God's extended family in heaven in an 1837 vision. There it was confirmed that he was Christ's younger brother, and he was given a sacred sword to kill all evildoers. After successfully evangelizing in Guangdong and neighboring Guangxi province in the 1840s, Hong and his followers raised huge armies that marched northward, taking as many as 600 cities, and eventually conquering Nanjing in 1853. Hong once declared, "I have received the immediate command of God in his presence. The will of heaven rests with me." Hong had already crowned himself Heavenly King in 1851, and he now declared Nanjing as the capital of the New Jerusalem, ruling over the 10,000 nations. In Nanjing, Taiping soldiers preached the gospel with swords drawn, and converts who committed adultery and other major sins were beheaded. Hong's religious views have significant parallels to American Dominion theologians, of which Moscow pastor Douglas Wilson is a local representative. Sometimes called Christian Reconstruction, Dominion theologians believe that godly men such as they will rule the world enforcing the laws of the Old Testament. George Grant, a frequent visitor to Moscow on Wilson's invitation, has this to say: "We must win the world with the power of the gospel. If Jesus Christ is indeed Lord, and if our commission is to bring the land into subjection to his lordship, then all our political action will aim at nothing short of that sacred purpose." Initially, the European and American missionaries were thrilled to see so many Chinese converted to Christianity. But as evidence of Taiping brutality came to them, they distanced themselves from Hong and his fanatical followers. They were also concerned about strange doctrines that were emanating from the Taiping capital. Like the early Mormons, Hong believed that Jesus had a wife, and that he, Hong, was a second son of God and his wife. Also like the Mormons, Hong believed that God and Christ had physical bodies, and that they dressed as Chinese royalty did. Hong's first encounter with the devil and his demons was during his visit to heaven in 1837. After being given a sacred sword and seal, Hong received God's permission to slay demons, and he is enjoined by a host of angels in this great battle. With Christ himself holding Hong's seal, which both bedazzles and blinds, Hong killed demons and drove out the remaining in heaven down to earth. In Hong's reading of the book of Revelation, God and Christ will descend to earth and help both Hong and his son, the junior lord, govern all the nations of the earth. As the apocalypse unfolds, Hong will destroy the devils and his demons and will establish universal peace under heaven. Our history lesson today is that we should be ever vigilant about leaders, Christian, Muslim, or Hindu, who wish to fuse religious identity and national identity. In all its possible forms, dominion theology is a recipe for disaster. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.